Right, hello everybody, and welcome to December's audio training for the Pet Business in a Circle. I'm your host, Dom Hodgson, and hopefully this ledger and CD will have reached you in time for Santa Claus coming. What a lovely present for you to get. And everybody who gets December's Chronicle will also see that there is a DVD come with it. That's a little extra Christmas present from me. I actually owed a couple of you it from a previous promotion that I did, but either way, it's still a nice thing to have, and it's the DVD of the Grow Your Pet Business Fast Seminar, which I did all year, all over the UK. So you can enjoy it from the warmth and comfort of your own front room. So that's that. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping before we dive into today's subject, which is, we're talking about 80-20 in business, getting stuff done, setting some goals, and what to concentrate on first in your business. But first of all, we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. So welcome to any new members that have hopped on board in the last couple of months, in the last month, I should say. Please make sure that you join and take part in the Google, the discussion group. Right, all of the critiques that I do get posted to the group. Any communications, most communications go through the group. Any teleclasses, webinars, group calls, anything like that, videos and stuff. At the moment, that's all getting communicated to you through the group. So you should be going in there, checking up what's going on, asking some questions and getting some answers from me and all of the other smart people who are in there. You can obviously just read the stuff and listen to the stuff that I send you, but you'll get where you want to go much quicker if you actually take part and ask questions and get over these little hurdles, because sometimes you'll be sitting prevaricating, which is part of what this call is about today. You'll be sitting prevaricating, thinking about a problem, procrastinating as well, and wondering whether I should do it or not. And a simple question to me, or to someone, or to everybody else in the group as well, can often set you straight and get you moving again. And this inertia, this is what we're trying to sort of fight, where we know what we're supposed to be doing, but we're frightened to start it and be talking about this. So make sure you take part in the group. We're going to be having a couple of Inner Circle curry nights. I'm going to get some dates in the diary, and I'll probably do it based upon how much demand there is for people to come along. So people mentioned we had a good night out in the Midland, in Yorkshire, Leeds, just before Christmas. I think some people want us to go further south. So this will, obviously I'll be staying over wherever we go. So, you know, if you live a little way away, it'll be worth your while spending an hour or two traveling, spending the night with us and picking my brain, speaking to the other members of the Inner Circle, and then staying over for the night if you need to. You know, we can just stay in a cheap Holiday Inn or a travel lodge or something like that. But they're well worth doing these things to really get you some clarity about your business, and just nice to be knocking about with people who are ambitious like yourself. You know, not everybody is like us, but so we the more time that we spend together, the better we shall become. And speaking of spending time together, there's also going to be two boot camps next year, so I need you to save the dates for the boot camps. I think it's May 19th and 20th, and October the 13th and 14th, I think. Hang on a second, I'm just going to check this now. Yeah, May 19th and 20th and October 13th and 14th. So put those dates in your diary. You will get a discount on your ticket, being an Inner Circle member. Both events are going to be in Sunderland at the Marriott, where they were last time. I've got another couple of events planned too, but they're the main ones for the year. Platinum members go for free. They only have to pay for your accommodation, and Platinum members also will be having a VIP dinner as well on the Friday night, which will be on me, which will be marvellous. Platinum will be opening up again in February for anybody who's interested. For anybody who wants a bit more ass kicking to get things done in their business, then the Platinum Group is where it's all happening, because the Inner Circle is mainly about information, you know, giving you the information that you need, and it's up to you to do what you want with it. But Platinum is where you get more access to me. We do group calls twice a month. You get an additional teleclass and a number of other benefits as well, but all designed just to get you moving forward with your business quicker. But that's just for the action takers. And actually, that's the housekeeping out of the way. Action taking is what we're kind of talking about today. Goal setting and getting shit done. Yeah, we had a couple of people asking questions about how we get shit done in the business and where to start with it. And the best place to start is with the things that are going to make the biggest difference to your business. which leads us neatly onto the 80-20 principle. And an Italian stallion going by the name of Wilfredo Federico Damasco Pareto. He was a political scientist and an economist, and he was doing some work in, I think it was Bern, on the Italian economy. And when he looked at the Italian economy and the distribution of wealth, he found that 80% of the wealth was in the hands of just 20% of the people. This didn't come as a huge surprise, probably, to everyone, because you know, we've always kind of known that most of the money is in the hands of the few. But what was a surprise was that this sort of law, this universal law, applied to almost everything. It became like a law of nature, you know, and that was the 80-20 principle, whereby 20% of the effort produces 80% of the results, or 20% of the effects produce 80% of the results. So we use this example at the boot camp, and you probably remember it from my 33 ideas as well. So like the software on your computer, yeah, only 20% of the software will be running most of the time. Same on your phones as well. You'll spend 80% of the time on just 20% of the apps. 80% of the wear on your carpets happens on a very small area. You know, 20% of the area that you work on. And jobs that you do, clothes in your wardrobe, you know, 20% of your clothes are probably worn 80% of the time. Certainly the case for me, because I'm a bit of a tramp and I like wearing tracky bottoms and a comfy jumper, which I'm wearing right now. And you know, like cleaning a house, or cleaning your van or something might be a good example as well, whereby, you know, you get 80% of the job done, you'll be able to sweep it out and clean the outside, in which will be 80% of the job, in a relatively short space of time. It doesn't take that long to sort of wash a van or sweep one out. However, you know, cleaning the windows properly and then washing the inside of the van where the dogs have been, or getting in the corners and stuff, you know, that they're all the nitty-gritty jobs that tend to take most of the time. You know, dog training is another good example, actually, as well. You know, for most dogs, if you provide certain things for your dog within his day, then you'll have a really easy life with that dog, you know. So if he gets the right amount of exercise, a little bit of challenge in his life, maybe it's a couple of Kongs, a little bit of training, some affection, you know, a warm, comfy bed, yeah, most dogs are going to be really happy with that, yeah. And most people can provide that as well, yeah. What happens is we get bogged down by wasting time, you know, buying things that we don't really need for our dogs, gadgets and clothes and all this kind of thing, and you know, going into, this is not knocking anybody in the group here who's into this kind of thing, but you know, the zoo farm macognosy and all this kind of thing, and you know, all these things are interesting, but they're not essential for the well-being of 80% of the dogs. Yeah, like I say, I'm not knocking anybody in anything. I'm actively encouraging everybody in the group to be zeroing down and niching down on one certain aspect of dog training, and you owning it, and that become the thing that you are known for and you specialize in. So it will benefit you to do these things. But for your average dog owner who owns the average dog, there's a certain amount of things that they need to do in that dog's day and give that dog for him to be, you know, a pretty well behaved dog. Dieting or getting fit will be another example. where you, that, you know, the you, if you ensure that you eat some fruit, eat plenty of protein, consume less calories than you burn off, and, you know, generally don't pig out on biscuits and pizza every now and again, that's it. You know, there are loads of other things that you can do as well. There's various vitamins and supplements that you can take. You can buy machines that will vibrate around your bum and supposedly help you lose weight as well, and different items of clothing that you can wear to make you perspire more on it. But all of these other things, you know, I'm not saying they don't work, but I'm just saying that they're mainly unnecessary. You know, getting the basics right will, in most cases, help you to get 80% of the results, which is what we're after here. And this also, obviously, applies to your business too. Okay, so there are going to be some key activities that you take that will produce most of the rewards that you get, most of the money and stuff that you get. And 80% of your results in the business will come from 20% of your actions. Yeah, your marketing actions. But which 20% is the thing that's bringing 80% of the results? Yeah. Well, one of the best ways to do this is to test it. Yeah. But this doesn't just apply to like the money that you earn, right? It's like, for sure, probably 80% of the money is going to come from 20% of the services, and 80% of the money that you earn is probably going to come from 20% of the clients. Now, this isn't always 80-20. Sometimes it's like 90-10, or, you know, 60-40 or whatever. But it generally, you'd be surprised how many times it does actually end up being 80-20. I would say it's definitely 80-20 for me with the dog walking in Borden, really. The money that I get for sure comes from kind of 20%, 30% of the clients. But not just money. It's, you know, your complaints, your pain in the ass clients. 80% of the complaints and headaches and stresses that you have will come from 20% of your clients. This is really easy to fix by just firing those clients. easy to say, slightly less easier to do, although it can be done. I mean, there was, certainly during the seminar tour that I just did, there were several people who mentioned, you know, when I was talking about pain in the arse clients, they were like nodding their head, and I could see they had a real big issue. And despite all of the wonderful things that I was teaching them in the seminar, they had this sort of block of this pain in the arse client. You know, I can't put my prices up because the pain in the arse client won't like it. Or I can't do this, I can't change my services because the pain in the arse client won't like it. Well, then, you know, the really easy way to fix that is to just get rid of that pain in the ass client. It's not just about the money that we earn in here. We actually want to enjoy this job, hopefully. And doing business with arseholes is absolutely no fun at all. And it will benefit you to get rid of them. I did this recently with the Inner Circle. I had somebody sent a critique to me at about 5 o'clock on a Friday. Now, with the best will in the world, I ain't going to look at a critique at 5 o'clock on a Friday. You know, you'd be lucky if I look at it by the start of the next week. You know, you ain't going to get that kind of service from me for, you know, paying 40, 50, 60 quid a month or whatever, yeah? Yeah, the Platinums get priority for their critiques, but they still wouldn't be answering one then. Now, then she also posted in the critique in the group. In fact, she did post a critique in the group at this time at 5 o'clock. Then she added another comment saying that this person has been deleted now, so there's no comments there. Then she added another comment saying, has anyone ? Yeah, which that's guaranteed to get my back up if you start throwing exclamation marks and question marks at me in your emails and your comments. Then she sent me an email saying that she wasn't very happy because the critique hadn't been done, and the only times available for her to take the calls were between 4 and 5 o'clock. She said, which is when I'm picking my kids. Well, she said, which is probably when I'm picking my kids. I didn't quite understand this. Which is probably when I'm picking my kids up, but my wife probably picks them up anyway for me. Just like basically just assuming lots of stupid shit, really. So she got deleted. I refunded her all of her money, and she's not welcome in the inner circle anymore. She's not we won't be welcome at any of my events. And if I ever see her, she's been deleted from the list. If I ever see her buying any more products and that as well, then I'll just refund her the money, and she won't be allowed back in. Why? Because I can do without that kind of shit in my life. And if I can do it, if I can turn down a little bit of money, then you can do it too. More difficult when you're just starting off, for sure. But just be aware that I'm not just spouting this shit off. Yeah, a lot of this stuff I've learned from John, who's kind of premier position king. But I am implementing my own business, and business is a lot more fun because I'm doing it. Because like I said before, it's not just about the cost of business. Sometimes these numpties do creep in, but it's up to you. It's up to you to get them out again. And as soon as you get wind that, or get a funny feeling about somebody in the business is, going to be an arsehole or whatever, it will really benefit you to get rid of them as soon as possible, because the chances are, or make sure you lay down the rules to them of what's expected so that they don't feel like they can continue with that kind of attitude. Just give me one second. Sorry about that. I had to see if there was somebody at the door. So 80%. Now this gets really depressing. This can get really depressing. This 80-20 principle, because it essentially means that we are wasting our time 80% of the time. Yeah, if 80% of our results come from 20% of the efforts of the marketing activities that we do, then it means the other 80% of the stuff is stuff that we don't really need to be doing at all. But it's identifying these things and finding out what are the key things that you need to be doing. Yeah. Now, things that you don't need to be doing are things like messing about on Facebook, arguing with people, answering messages from people who aren't paying you any money, replying to emails from people who not really suitable clients for you. And arguing with people in Facebook groups, yeah? You're never going to change anybody's mind arguing with people in Facebook groups. But we will make more progress if we can start setting aside some time to get the really big things done. So what are the really big things? Well, like for the likes of myself, the big things for me are writing emails, writing daily emails. I do most of my selling through emails. Creating products and books, and obviously the coaching and stuff that I do here and in Platinum. Probably doing events, and then making sure I've got traffic coming, so I've got new leads coming into the business all the time. Right? So if you think about that there, what I've just told you there now, that's practically a business that I've laid out for you. That my business that I've laid out, yeah. So I'm constantly making sure that I've got traffic coming into the business. I do this through my lead generation activity, like my book. I've got Facebook ads running. I do webinars and events. Then I make sure that I'm following up with these people. So I'm writing daily emails all the time, well, daily. And then I've got make sure that I've got stuff to sell them on the back end as well. So I've got products and services at different price points, and there'll be higher price points in the future as well. And then over the course of the year, I make sure that I produce enough content to satisfy everybody's needs, and that I've got different levels of it as well. So people who want more help from me, well, they can ascend up the funnel, get more personal help, and get towards what they want much, much quicker. But part of 80-20 is about worrying about making things perfect. Right, we've got a couple of perfectionists in the group, and it's really holding you back. Yeah, this pursuit of perfectionism is like a disease. Yeah, it's not a trait to like be proud of. It's something that's going to hold you back. All right, because if you can get a tip sheet or an email series that's 80% right done, and get it out there, that's far better for you to do that than to, you know, sit and wait for however many critiques off it, however many people to comment on it in the group and stuff. Just get the bloody thing out there and test it in the market. Yeah, the market will tell you whether it's, you know, whether it's any good or not. So don't think that this perfectionism is something to strive for. Yes, I mean, I'm pretty shoddy with a lot of the stuff that I do. You know, I've prepped for this call. I've got my notes in Trello opened up now in front of me. I probably could have prepped a little bit more for it, but I've prepped enough, I think, to give you what you need from this call for you to be able to move forward with your business, for you to take the key points from this call and then to move forward with your business, right? My daily emails, they're often very slapdash because, you know, I'm not very good at spelling and stuff like that. For more permanent things like the ledgers, my chronicles, my books, my courses, this kind of thing, you know, yeah, I put a bit more work into that. I make sure that they're a bit tidier because they're more sort of permanent pieces of market and literature, if you like. But generally, you know, good enough is good enough. And, you know, getting moving, this is what we're after. I want you to get moving with this stuff. So if you've been in the inner circle and you've been reading and learning and listening and watching stuff and you're starting to get a hang of it now, you realise what it is that you need to do, yeah? Get cracking with something in the new year. Get something up there, yeah? Get a Facebook ad out there. Get a tip sheet out there. Get a leaflet out there. Get something. Get yourself out and about. Now, on that, actually, as well, this month's chronicle, this month's ledger is essential for people who are struggling a little bit with this lead generation. Because I know it costs a little bit of money to get, like, your MailChimp and your lead pages or whatever it is, or getting a web guy to sort out a landing page and stuff like that for you. Yeah, that takes a little bit of investment, but there are lots of things that you can be doing, especially if you're new and you're not very busy at the moment and you've got time on your hands. There are things that you can do to get yourself out there and get people in your town, get them funneled into your business. So the ledger's packed with stuff that you can put into action straight away, whether you've got any budget to market or not. So getting shit done, how do we decide what to do? Well, there's an experiment, you might have seen this online before, where they get the teacher gets the students, gives them a pile of pebbles, a pile of rocks and a bag of sand, and they have to put them all into the glass. And to cut a long sort of experiment short, the way to do it is to sort of put a little bit of sand in, put the big rocks in first, so you get all the big rocks in, and then you put the pebbles in, which make their way in between the rocks, and then you fill up all the little tiny spaces with sand, right? And the kind of the analogy to that with what we're talking about here is we should be doing the big things first, yeah? So, like, eat that frog. And get that big thing done that's going to make the biggest difference to your business. This is especially important if you have a limited amount of time to do your marketing, which I know a lot of you do because you're running classes or you've got your busy dog walking business, and you don't have a lot of time to do all this stuff, you know. So that's even more important that you work 80-20 and do these big things first. Now, this is not really a typical way for us to work, right? We often make the mistake of doing the easy jobs first because it makes us feel good, yeah? So we have a list of things to do, and we start with an easy job first, and then another easy job gets ticked off the list, and another easy job gets ticked off the list, and then maybe somebody emails you or messages you, and then they're adding things to your list as well, and so you do those jobs too, and then by the end of the day you're either too tired or you haven't got time to do the big thing that you really needed to do, and you roll it over to the next day, and then that gets repeated again. Right. So why do we do this? Well, it's like a common human trait, really. You know, we often show resistance to doing the thing that we really need to do, because it's easier to do the easy jobs. Yeah, we confuse activity, crossing the easy jobs off the list, with achievement, with actually achieving the things that are really, really going to make a difference to our business. I was talking to the Platinum guys about this the other day, and it's about, we can't, especially when we're first starting off with this business. So like for me at the moment, I know that if I get a book written in the next 3 months, or if I get a course produced tomorrow, that course will earn me probably a certain amount of money next year, or that book will add a certain amount of money to the bottom line next year, or a certain amount of leads, etc. Yeah, I'm a bit further down the line, I'm a bit more experienced, and I can more easily quantify what that piece of content creation or marketing will do for me. But when you're newer, and when you are just sort of starting out, it's often easier to try and do the things where you get an immediate return from. And don't get me wrong, sometimes you have to do these things where you get an immediate return. So if you're starting out, then it's probably going to be more important that you do the £20 or the £30 or £40 pet boarding job, because you need to, that 40 quid to put money in the petrol in the van, you know. I get this. But when you've been going a little while, it's very easy sometimes to make the mistake of doing the things that you can quantify very well. Okay, so like if there's a cat sit that you're going to get 20 quid for, or if there's a one-to-one training session that you're going to get 150 quid for, you can more easily in your mind think to yourself, right, okay, I do that cat sit, I get my, you know, it takes me an hour and a half, whatever, I get that 20 quid. Okay, I do the one-to-one, I get 150 quid for the two sessions or something, yeah? Whereas the marketing jobs, it's like, I write this email series, I don't know how long it's going to take us to do it, I'm not sure how many people are going to come into my funnel because of it, and I'm not even sure how to get the thing up and running anyway. Yeah, there's lots of variables, there's lots of what-ifs that you almost just have to, like, take it as read from me. Yeah, that's why you're here in this group, listening to me, because I've done this shit, and I'm building a list, and I'm telling you how important that it is that you build a list and then start following up with that list if you want to have a constant steady stream of clients coming into your business. So realize that these marketing activities that I'm asking you to do, they are important, and they are the things that are going to make your life easier next year, the year after that, and the year after that. So we spread, rather than doing the big job, we spread our efforts too thinly, yeah? And instead of concentrating on the thing that it's going to make the biggest difference, we tend to sort of concentrate on the low value activities. I'm guilty of this as well to a degree, you know? So my in my sort of side of the business, part of my goals for the next kind of two, three months is to get my webinars online. Right, to get my webinars on like an evergreen platform. So I've done 3 webinars since September, and all of them were successful to a greater or lesser degree. All of them converted traffic into clients anyway. But now that I've done that, and especially the ones that worked very, very well, I need to get those online now, you know? I need to get those on an evergreen thing. So I'm looking at Webinar Jam. I'm probably going to invest in Webinar Jam, and I'm going to get the webinars on an evergreen platform. So, and what that means is, so that they're running all the time, constantly behind the scenes. So for example, you'll land on a Facebook advert that'll say, click here, you know, sign up for the Secrets to a Profitable Pet Business webinar. Click here to sign up for this. Then it'll take you to a sign-up page where you'll be able to pick what time you want to watch that webinar. So it'll say you can watch it 7 o'clock tonight, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, or 2 o'clock on Friday. Then it all does this behind the scenes. So then you register the webinar, then it'll send you the replay link, and then it'll send you the link, so then you'll think that you're watching the webinar live, kind of thing. And then at the end of the webinar, obviously I'll make the offer to join the inner circle or to buy whatever it is that I'm selling. And then you know, that'll be it. Then it'll, once that's running, once that's up and running, it'll be hopefully, the idea is that it'll be constantly kind of dropping people, converting people more quickly from prospects to customers, to clients. Now then, but in my head, yeah, in my head, I have resistance to that because I don't know how long it'll take. There's a lot of work involved in the back end, like writing emails to follow up with people after they viewed the webinar and to remind them to watch the webinar. And you know, but basically I've done this kind of thing once before. I didn't do it very well, but I did it once before about 2 years ago and I didn't have great results from it. Yeah. So I have resistance to that, and it's more attractive to me to do a new webinar. Yeah. So I'm going to do a webinar on email marketing in the new year. At the end of it, which I'll sell a place in the inner circle, or I'll sell the email supremacy email for pet businesses, which was the kind of first four sessions from the second day of the bootcamp, where I went right through email marketing as well. That could be, but because in my head I can sort of quantify, okay, if I do a webinar, if I get 70 people signed up, I might get 10 people join the inner circle from that. Yeah, it's more easy for me to quantify. Whereas it's much better for me not to do that and for me to do the other thing. Yeah, to get the webinars on autopilot, because once I've got the funnel clicking and I've got people clicking on the Facebook ad, signing up for the webinar, a percentage of which will be joining the inner circle, well then, It won't take that long. It might take a couple of months for me to sort of say, okay, I'm spending a fiver a day on Facebook ads, which is like 35 quid a week, but I'm getting two signups a week, So I'm getting two signups a week to the inner circle at like 50 quid a go. So I'm in this much profit, which means I can spend more money on Facebook ads and just start like snowballing this thing even further. Yeah, this is like how it sounds easy the way I'm describing it. It's not. Obviously, there's lots of parts to it that make up it. But that's where my effort is. Yeah. So I'm just telling you, I'm guilty of this kind of thing as well. Guilty of trying to do the bright shiny thing rather than the thing that's really going to make a difference to my business, yeah? And the reason why we do this is because we sort of crave certainty, yeah? When we do anything, or when we're required to do anything that's uncertain, that we don't 100% know what the outcome's going to be, we have a lot of resistance to it, yeah? Because as human beings, we crave certainty. But really, and this is something else that I've learned from John, yeah, we can never control the result. All we can control is the actions. All right. So this is the same as if you were training for a marathon. You know, you can't guarantee that you're going to finish that marathon. All you can guarantee is the actions that you take leading up to it. So you can do the right amount of training, you can eat the right amount of food, you can invest in the right kind of shoes, you can make sure that you build up the intensity of your training so that when the day of the marathon comes round, you are at or almost at your sort of peak fitness, you know, and you're confident that you are probably going to get round, barring any kind of sort of injury or misfortune. And it's exactly the same thing with your business as well. You know, we can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee that those webinars are going to work, getting them on evergreen. But I know that if I get the advert targeted right, if I get the follow-up and everything in place, if I make it as smooth as possible and I make the offer attractive at the end, then people probably will do it, won't they? Because they've done it before as well. So all we can control is the actions. And we can break the actions down into sort of yearly, weekly and monthly, yearly, monthly, weekly, and then daily actions, right? So it's probably a good time to talk about this now, with it being like coming up to New Year, you know, because everyone's getting like New Year, New Me and all this shit, and then they get a couple of good ideas and then they just end up doing the same kind of shit as they did before. Which is nothing, basically. But we're going to do things differently. So I think it's a good time for us to think about what you want to achieve this year. You know, what you want to achieve, where you want your business to go. And a year ahead is probably a good way to do it. You can I can't really think much better than a year ahead. And then I've got my big sort of biggish goals for the year. Yeah, these could be monetary goals as well. There's nothing wrong with that. And lifestyle goals too. And then we just break it down. You know, we work certainly within Platinum. We work, and within my own elite group, we work in sort of 90-day chunks. And when you do that work in 90-day chunks, work on the sort of 12-week year principle, you give yourself kind of four bites of the cherry then every year, you know. And but we do it in Platinum by concentrating on one big hairy goal, one big business goal, one big sort of fitness goal, and one lifestyle family goal that you might have for the next 12 weeks. And this way, then you just concentrate on that thing. So for the next 3 months for myself, yeah, I've got this webinar thing ticking along in the background, and I'm also writing a book with Vicky Fraser, and we've got that to finish as well. Right, so that's like my things that I'm doing. Everything else can wait, you know. If people come to me with a suggestion for something, you know, do you fancy doing this? I'm gonna put that back, you know. I'm gonna say, yeah, I might be interested, but you know, I will look at doing that at the end of these 12 weeks, which for me is going to be kind of March time, yeah. By which time I'm going to be away for almost a month, then probably in the States. So you know, that's going to be a big part of that as well. So do you good to sort of map out your year, and then, like I said before, we break it all down so that we break it down from year to month to week to daily, yeah. Because if you do enough successful days, if you have enough successful days, then you'll have a successful week, and if you have a successful week, then you'll have a successful month. And if you have a successful month, then you'll have a successful year. Yeah. So make sure that you get clear about what it is that you want to achieve, and then we start making some time to do it, right? And get clear on what your high value activities are. Yeah. Like for me, it's writing daily emails, etc. Like a lot of what I talked about before. You know, building relationships and following up, getting people into continuity, selling to existing customers and clients. Yeah, and for almost everybody in the group, it's going to be one of your most profitable activities is going to be selling to existing customers and clients and getting referrals. That's almost always going to be, you know, the most profitable thing that you can do now. That's going to involve making offers, and then, you know, getting contact details from referrals, and then following up with them. But that almost for everybody, for me as well, you know, that's going to be the one of the most profitable things that you can do right now. And you know, and try and find, yeah, we also, as well as getting resistance to starting to trying some new marketing, I'm still seeing resistance to people putting their prices up. Yeah, you should make it your job next year to find the limit of what you can charge with your prices, because the limit of what I can charge for what I do, certainly with the dog walking, is way higher than what I thought it was, and it could probably go higher again. Yeah, this will be the same for the Inner Circle as well. You know, the Inner Circle has just kind of kicked off this year, but into next year we're going to be taking another level. The price will be going up for new people who come in, and I'll be pushing the limits and finding the limits of what I can charge as well. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but this is the thing that's going to make the most difference to the amount of money that I earn, which is going to enable me to do all the fun things that I want to do in my life as well. So how do we find the limits? Well, we just keep putting the prices up, really, yeah, and we change the experience what we're offering. All right, we talk about this in the legend. I've talked about it in various webinars before. You know, if you're still offering dog walking, dog training, dog grooming, you are one of the many other people out there who are offering the same thing as you. All right, whereas if you offer, you know, dog hikes, dog scent work, adventures, and you do personal dog coaching, and you're a doggy stylist rather than a dog groomer, then you immediately change the experience for people. You immediately change the perception of what it is that you do. You immediately make yourself stand out. Which, you know, standing out and appearing to be different and better will enable you to charge more money as well. Yeah, and you'll find the sweet spot in your business too. You'll find the sweet spot, which at the moment you might think is 10 quid an hour or 80 quid or 60 quid for classes. Yeah, the sweet spot for you is going to be much higher than that once you start really changing the experience, what it is that you offer. So let's look at a couple of sort of practical ways that we can get more shit done in our business and really identify. You know, we talked about some of the high value activities. The problem for most people when they join the inner circle is that they're not doing any high value activities at all. Yeah, I'm not saying that we're not doing anything right, because obviously we are, because we've got clients already. But really high value activities, no, they probably don't know what they are. You know, probably hard as anybody's following up before they join the inner circle, or if they are, they haven't realised how powerful that this following up is. So we've looked at some high value activities. Yeah, identify what these high value activities are, and as I've already said, for most of you, it's going to be following up, selling to your existing customers and clients, getting referrals, and putting your prices up. Really, it's going to be the thing. Cutting back on the things that you don't enjoy doing or get paid very much money for. All right. Then how do we actually get shit done though? How do we, from day to day, week to week, month to month, how do we get shit done? Well, we need to prioritize. And the easiest way to do this is with an old-fashioned pen and a bit of paper, right? I probably don't do this enough, although I have been using a 90-day planner for the last few months, and that has been really useful as well. But I should still do this more, and I'm highly recommending that you do this too. On a Sunday night, I would recommend you get a pen and a bit of paper, and you brain dump onto this bit of paper everything that you need to do. All right? So you brain dump everything onto the list, and you should use pen and paper. There's other ways you can do it as well. You know, I do make notes on my phone occasionally, and I use Evernote and stuff like that, but a pen and paper, I don't know, writing, the action of writing something down kind of makes it more real, you know. This is one of the reasons why we have Achievement Friday and stuff like that, and accountability within the group, because writing it down makes you think about what it is that you need to do, and then once you've written it, it makes it real. And this writing things down, I'm forever writing bloody things down on bits of paper. I've got them scattered all over the house like a hobo. Although I do have a couple of proper jotters as well, proper notebooks. Make sure you've got paper at hand when you have ideas. You know, I often have good ideas, I think they're good ideas, for the business. Or maybe it's in the middle of the night, you might have an idea for something when you're in bed. A couple of things you could do. One is to speak the idea out loud, because that makes another part of your brain remember it. You know, it involves you using another part of your brain. And then obviously writing it down as well. So we brain dump all this stuff onto a piece of paper. Then we can narrow it down. Pick the top five things off the list that you need to do. Then choose the top three things in order of importance. And then they're the three things that you're going to do the next day. So you start working through those three things. You start at the top. You do as much as you can of item number one. Then you do as much as you can of, when you've done as much as you can for that, then you move on to item number two. And then you move on to item number three after that. Now then, some days you may only get item number one done, right? That's perfectly fine, because then you have two things that you can put on the list for the next day already. Then you go back to the list and pick the third thing off the list of five that you originally had, yeah? And this will focus your mind. This will focus you onto doing the thing that it is that you really need to do. And, you know, not making sure that you don't make sure that you don't get distracted as well. Yeah, make sure you don't get distracted by Facebook and all that kind of shit. But time blocking's another thing that you can do. Sometimes I do this actually, especially when I'm writing books and I'm getting into the flow of things, where you just kind of set aside the first hour or two of the day just to do one, you know, it, that task. And that task should be something that is going to like be the biggest thing for your business, help you to grow the business, basically. Okay, so Ben Settle had this thing where it'd be like the first hour or two of every day, he would just work on things that were going to help him grow the business or free him from the business. So like your client work, you know, sorting out the rota for the dog walking, answering questions to clients, writing lesson plans, writing follow-up reports, all this kind of thing. That's not the type of thing I'm talking about, right? That type of thing can wait till later. I'm talking about stuff that's going to help you to grow the business. Yeah, well, that's what the things that you need to be making time for. So time blocking is a good thing. I've recently been doing the Pomodoro technique, which is Italian for tomato, I think. And this Pomodoro technique, there's various apps that you can get for it as well, actually, Pomodoro type apps. But I've been just using my phone, just going into the stopwatch on my phone, setting the timer for 25 minutes. And then I press start, turn off the internet, put my phone into airplane mode before I do this, or unplug the phone or disconnect it from the internet, whatever it is that you need to do. Then you work for 25 minutes solid on that task, with no interruptions or distractions. Then, when the alarm goes off, you take a 5-minute break. You can go make a cup of tea. I might set the fire up, or I might go and check on the chickens, or I might sort of go and give Derek a cuddle or something like that. Then we go back, we do another 25 minutes again. Solid work, no internet, no distractions or anything. Yeah, and then you have a 5-minute break. You repeat this 4 times, and then you have a nice half an hour break instead. And at the end of this, you have like 25, 50, what? Like at the end of 2 hours, you've done like 100 minutes of work, 100 minutes of intensive work, which 100 minutes is like what? 46, like an hour and 40 minutes. Is that right? Yeah, an hour and 40 minutes, like really solid work, yeah? And you'll find that you'll get shitloads done that way. This week even, I mean, it's Wednesday when I'm recording this now, and this week I've got almost the Chronicles done, and we did the recording last week for that. The Ledger's done, so I've done shitloads of stuff, and it's like since Thursday, and that's with distractions as well. You know, things have cropped up. I've got calendars and shit to sort out as well for Christmas, but working like this, I've found it really, really useful. Yeah, so I'd highly recommend that you try this this Pomodoro technique. And you know, things that you make sure that you make time to identify the things that you shouldn't be doing. Yeah, there's an exercise that you can do where you sort of write down every 15 minutes what it is that you're doing. Then you look at it at the end of the day and see where your time was spent. I've never done that. I would probably be scary how much. I have done the thing where you can check on your phone which apps you've been using throughout the day, and some of the days the amount of time that I was using Facebook was like scary, so that soon put the kibosh on that. But you know, generally meeting people, answering questions from people who aren't paying you money, you know, messing about on Twitter or answering messages on YouTube and this kind of thing, that these are all waste of time activities. And you can apply this sort of ruthless thinking to your personal life as well. Okay, so think about who you're spending time with. All right, and if you're spending time with people who aren't adding value to your life or doing things that you don't really enjoy doing, yes, some things we do need to do. Yeah, I get it. There's some things that we do need to do. But if you're feeling pressured to go to places that you don't want to go because your partner wants you to go there, or because your friends expect you to go there and you don't want to go there, well, why are you fucking going there? Why are you doing it, you know? To a lesser degree, I don't think anybody, hopefully nobody will be doing this now that you've seen the light and joined the inner circle. But if you're spending time hanging around in Facebook groups with chavs and idiots and sort of people who, you know, they think they know best even though they're running shit businesses and they've got no idea about marketing. And if you try anything different, then they try and pull you down like these crabs in a bucket. Yeah, why not maybe just continue to hang around with smarter people who lift you up and inspire you to, you know, be better and be more successful. But I've been very fortunate, actually. I have a really nice home life. I get on with my kids and my wife most of the time. But I know of some friends and some business associates and stuff who are in relationships, or they've got friendships and stuff that are really quite cancerous, you know. And I need to watch out for this stuff, because there's a lot of the things that might be going on in your life that are contributing to you or not contributing to you growing your business, and it'll behoove you to try and cut them out of your life if you can. And like I said before, you know, hang about with people who are smarter and who lift you up and inspire you a bit more. Get yourself to an Inner Circle Curry Night, you'll see the kind of thing that I mean. Or definitely get yourself along to a boot camp next year as well, and you'll see the kind of thing that I mean. So, and then measuring things as we go forward, you know. If we really, we don't, there's a lot of stuff we don't need. If we constantly do the things the one thing that's going to take us towards our goal, yeah, you will move forward with your business. But you need to have a direction at the start. That's really, really important. And then sort of measuring it as time goes by. And money is a good measurement. You know, money is a good measurement. Setting yourself some personal goals as well as money goals is important. And so you can tick these things off as well, yeah. And if you're ticking off your targets that you've hit, that's going to make you feel good as well. That's going to make you feel like you're moving forward. And yeah, just being really, really, really clear about your goals. And break it down into, you know, what you can do each month, each week, each day, and then each hour after that, you know. If you only have half an hour a day to spend marketing your business, yeah, well, you could, if you wanted to write a book and if you only had half an hour a day to spend marketing your business or working on the business, not in the business, I would seriously suggest that you do a real 80-20 look at things and start cutting some shit out of your business, because I can almost guarantee that you'll be doing some stuff that isn't worth your time doing. But even if you just had like an hour a day, and let's say you wanted to write a book, right? Well, you could have a 300-page book, and you could, if an hour a day, you could do, I mean, you could easily write 500 words in an hour. And then you could have your book written within 6 months, easily. Yeah, but I mean, that's being totally focused on what you're doing, yeah, and planning out the chapters and all this kind of thing. Most of the time, it's just about writing, though, because once you start writing, you'll get, after a bit of while, it's like a muscle, you know, that hurts and is uncomfortable at first. But once you start and you get into the writing, then it gets a lot easier. Yeah, I'm using a book as an example because we should all be writing a book anyway, and a book can help your business so much. You know, a book will give you content for podcasts, blogs, emails, autoresponder sequences, all this kind of thing, courses, you know. So like, this is why a book's like so important, you know. And then just take it a day at a time, or an hour at a time. Yeah, forget about the future, forget about kind of what the finished book will look like, or what it'll be like to have a book. Because if you sit down and try and write a book, then you'll never get it done, you know. Or even if you sit down and try and write a 10 email autoresponder sequence, you'll be so overwhelmed with it at first that you'll never get started. But if you if you were to sit down and write one email, or if you were to sit down and write about one problem that you're going to solve in your emails, and you think about one story that where you helped somebody with that, one big problem that it was causing them, and one of the ways that you helped them to get over it. Yeah, that's a piece of piss. Anybody can do that. Then if you do the same thing the next day and the next day and the next day, and just take it one day at a time, you'll move towards your goals, won't you? You know? And like, use the data within your business as well, yeah? To bring this sort of call full circle, because we're coming up to an hour. To bring the call full circle, if you look at the high value activities and then look at the things that you want to do, and then make those the focus. So you're going to do more of the high value activities. You're going to try and get more referrals for those. And for your big thing, you're starting your lead gen. Yeah, that's a thing that you're going to chunk down and get started. Using the Pomodoro technique, or using the time blocking techniques and stuff as well. Get started with this stuff, right? Don't do nothing, right? Don't be frightened of failing. Yeah, I fail all the fucking time. I did a webinar before last month, had 280 people sign up for the 250 people signed up for the webinar, 70 people turned up on the night, and I think 2 people joined. I was gutted at that. It was still 2 people out of 60 odd fairly cold traffic, but still I was still fairly gutted about it. Yeah, but you just sort of get on with it, you know, you just make sure it's better next time. Yeah, there's no kind of failing, really. It's just trying stuff. The book that I've reviewed in the Ledger, Perennial Seller, he talks about that, you know, about things are never right straight away. Yeah, J.K. Rowling didn't just write Harry Potter in one sitting. WD-40 is so named because it took them 40 attempts. The first 39 versions of it was shit, and they didn't work. They probably set fire to stuff and things like that, but they just keep going, you know. And getting started is the main thing. I hope this CD's been useful for you. I hope it inspires you to get started with your marketing. If you don't know where to start, then listen to this CD again and ask a question in the discussion group, another reason to join the discussion group. And I'll help you, you know, and we'll all help each other to get cracking with this. But next year's the year for action taking. Yeah, once you start doing stuff, honestly, you'll have so many things that you want to do, it'll be unbelievable. Yeah, but you've got to start somewhere. So start with some lead gen, or start with a blog, or start with an email, or start with a Facebook status that you can turn into a blog or an email, and just get started. Yeah, and you'll quickly get on, or you'll quickly fail, and then you'll be able to do something else even better, won't you? So thanks for listening to this call, everyone. Thanks very much for investing in yourself. I hope you continue to invest in yourselves next year and get yourself along to the boot camp and the other events that we've got planned too. And I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and I'll speak to you all in 2018. Bye-bye.